Pirates.
Oh, goody.
This is just like in those adventure books I used to read as a kid. Daring battles among the stars? The search for lost planets full of treasure? Who knows what will happen next?
Love the optimism, Neil, but this isn't an adventure book. Just leave the talking to me and you'll be safe. Trust me. In real life, space pirates are dangerous. They're killers. Ow! Oh, my wrist!
Sorry! This is my first time ever taking a prisoner. And first raid, too!
Okay. In that case, you're doing just such a good job.
Oh, thanks! I was starting to think I'd never see any action.
Are you a new pirate?
No, I swore my loyalty to the ship 2 years ago.
2 years ago? And this is your first raid?
Well, things have been...
Why does your station only have nuclear fuel?
Will nuclear fuel not work for you?
No.
Then how did you even get this far into deep space?
2 years ago, we were ambushed by the Galactic Justice Force. Rather than be captured, I led my men out into uncharted space.
Oh, no!
Aye. For 2 years, we wandered in that merciless void. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Ha! What would you know? None have ever plunged into uncharted space and returned to tell the tale. The mighty Galactic Justice Force was too terrified. But not I. Captain Anubis of the Crimson Blade fearlessly led his crew into and now out of hell. Huh. And just when our life support power was about to give out, what should we stumble upon but your little station?
Lucky us.
What's your name?
Hugo.
Hugo, you seem like a smart guy. You're going to come back to the Crimson Blade and find a way to power her on nuclear fuel.
That's impossible.
I have great faith in your abilities, Hugo.
Fine.
Horus, keep watch on that kid.
Aye, Captain.
Hugo, what do I do?
Neil, listen to me closely. Don't let anyone use the restroom unless they first buy something.
Was that your stomach?
No! And don't move!
Okay. Just... are you... hungry?
No way! I swear. First mate mixed helium into my air supply, so the entire time we're surveying the meteorite for ice, I sound like this!
Being a space pirate sounds fun.
I love it. Before I ran away, I was so bored on Earth. I always read about space pirates in those adventure books and wished that I could do that.
I read those books too.
Did you really?
Donovan's Chronicles of Intergalactic Intrigue, Terror in the Stars, Learn Shapes and Colors with Lewis the Astronaut?
Yes! All my classmates made fun of me for reading all the time.
Me too. Well, they made fun of me for a lot of other things as well.
Yeah, but look at us now. We're real-life astronauts. Space travelers. Just like in a box!
Slushy down.
Sorry.
Oh, don't worry. I'll clean that up. It's my job. Between you and me, this is the most exciting thing to happen since I've worked here.
Really? But don't you get... travelers from all about the galaxy passing through here full of tales of their fascinating adventures?
Not really. We don't get a lot of traffic, and those who do come by aren't keen to talk.
That is a shame.
But you must have constant adventures being a space pirate.
Not really. We've been trying to navigate out of uncharted space for the last 2 years. There's nothing out there.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm glad that you found your way back. I mean, it's almost impossible to find your way back out of uncharted space.
It's a miracle.
Have you ever seen an angel?
You know about angels?
I've never seen one, but I've heard about them. Don't they live way out in deep space?
Yes!
So you have seen an angel?
Well, okay, don't tell anyone. The rest of the crew will think I'm bonkers, but I did!
Oh my gosh, really? Yes!
Well, at least I think I did. I was on watch, and this was way back when we were deep in uncharted space. And I looked out the porthole, and I saw a distinct light.
Like a luminous being of divine joy?
Exactly! Its beauty surpassed anything I've ever seen in the universe. But almost as soon as I saw it, it vanished!
Whoa.
You know, Neil, if you were interested, you could probably join our crew.
Are you serious?
I mean, it's up to the captain, but we need crew, and I could put in a good word for you.
Me? Be a space pirate?
Yeah, we could travel the galaxy together having adventures!
A space pirate?
What do you say?
No!
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, but when I was a kid, reading those adventure stories, the space pirates were always the bad guys. Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be a space cadet.
You want to enlist in the Galactic Justice Force?
Yeah, they're the good guys.
No, they're an oppressive authoritarian regime.
They keep law and order in the galaxy.
They use their superior military to rule through fear.
No, remember in Learn Shapes and Colors with Lewis the Astronaut? The Galactic Justice Force helped Lewis find the Hexagon. The space pirates wanted to steal all of Lewis's shapes.
That book is blatant government propaganda!
Horace, I think it's great that you're a pirate, but I can never be one.
Because you think we're a bunch of shape-stealing criminals.
I didn't say that! Hugo!
You've greatly disappointed me.
Letting you down. That's what hurts the most.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You're bleeding!
Not to brag, but I'm full of blood.
Horace, what are you doing with the prisoner?
Nothing, sir. Just interrogating the prisoner.
Report.
He supports the Galactic Justice Force and he wants to enlist.
You want to be a cadet. You want to hunt down space pirates like me. Is that what you want?
Neil!
You know, a lot of my friends have been killed by cadets. And I've killed plenty of cadets. Did Horace tell you his own daddy was killed by the Force? You sure you're not happier working in your little snack shop? Or you want to take on a pirate like me? Well,
put him down.
You do not give orders to the captain of the Crimson Blade.
I don't have any patience for bullies.
Bullies? We are the most feared space pirates of all time.
Oh, yes, very feared to go running scared from the Galactic Justice Force.
I outwitted them and led my men through the unknown.
You weren't being brave flying into uncharted space. You were being suicidal. You wanted a dramatic ending for yourself and your stupid ship and your dumb crew because you know the time of space pirates is over, and now the only way you can convince yourself otherwise is by picking on a defenseless boy.
You got a big mouth.
And you have just the most beautiful eyes.
As much as I'm enjoying this, we must be on our way.
Well, if you want to use nuclear fuel, be my guest. I only ask you move your ship several hundred kilometers away on impulse power before firing up your engines.
No need. I noticed a few hydrogen fuel cells on the far side of the dock. Those can power our engines.
Those power our life support.
Don't tell me you can't use nuclear fuel either. Too bad. Horace, undock those fuel cells.
But Captain, they'll die!
Either of asphyxiation or hypothermia or perhaps radiation poisoning. So many horrible things can happen without life support.
But couldn't we take them with us as prisoners?
I don't need another dumb kid on my ship, especially one who supports the Force. And I'd kill this sad old man. But I like the idea of leaving him here to die slowly and painfully. Horace, undock the fuel cells. Horace?
Captain, they haven't done anything to us.
Horace, you have sworn allegiance to the Crimson Blade and her captain. Undock the fuel cells, or you can stay here and share the same fate as your new friend.
Give me the key to undock the fuel cells.
Give him the key, Neil.
Thank you. Maybe another ship will come by before you die. Who knows? You were lucky enough to run into us. Horace.
Captain!